Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the main story of the day today is really dependent on where you get your news from. But we like to talk about what everybody's talking about. We know that there are conversations swirling surrounding the Epstein files and people suggesting that maybe the latest leak of information, I think it was on the Daily Mail is where I first saw it. The leak of information suggests that maybe there's some impropriety that wraps Donald Trump up. And I got to say, from what I've seen, I fail to see in any way, shape, or form how Donald Trump has been implicated in anything. Mike Johnson was talking about it here.
So, as you all noticed tonight, as soon as the discharge petition received the 218th signature, we brought it up on unanimous consent. And that would, as you know, make it, we'd get it through the process immediately. The Democrats, shockingly, opposed it. So, it was a staggering level of hypocrisy. I think some of them regretted it. Because within about a half hour of that, there was a lot of confusion, and some of them claimed that they did not object, but they did, and that's what happened on the floor. So we're going to put that on the floor for a full vote next week, as soon as we get back. In the meantime, I'll remind everybody, the Oversight Committee has been working around the clock, even through the government shutdown, for maximum transparency and full disclosure, as we have all been for since the very beginning. There's now, by my count, I think it's around 50,000 pages of documents that have been released. There was another big tranche that came out today, another 20,000 pages. They have gone through, combed through the Epstein estate files, which I remind everyone was not even anticipated in the discharge petition. And that's been a treasure trove, because included in that was Epstein's own personal financial ledgers, his travel logs, and his daily calendar, and all sorts of other things. So that's going to continue. The subpoenas are being complied with, and more are on the way.
So that's Speaker Mike Johnson talking about the process. They got the 218th signature, which was the woman who was sworn in to take her deceased husband's spot in Congress. And Mike Johnson said, we will swear her in when you reopen the government. And he said he was following a Nancy Pelosi plan when he was doing that. I think when Nancy Pelosi held it back, it might have been like maybe a day when the government was shut down. But he followed that. As soon as the government was reopened, he swears in the woman in Arizona to fill that seat. And that was the 218th signature on the discharge petition. They're trying to get these Epstein files out in the open. So they say, okay, well, let's take a vote on this. And then there were people who objected to it who were part of the 218 that signed it.
A lot of Democrats.
So I guess you need to be in the political driver's seat in order for this information to be released. It's got to be able to be used for your political benefit. It's not just enough to be super transparent. The Republicans in the House and their oversight has been very diligently combing through documents, looking to release things. They have released things. He said 50,000 documents so far. More to come. You know, if you're on the left, you're looking at this going, well, I don't trust the Republicans to do it, because if there's something in there that hurts Trump, they're going to they're going to keep that back. But when the opportunity presents itself to release it all, they objected and said no.
I mean, listening to Mike Johnson talk there, we keep asking the question, what are the Epstein files? Well, that sounds like that, going further than whatever they currently had and getting extra financial documents from his own ledger, subpoenaing people. That's what you want to see happen. And that sounds like what they're doing. So I'm not sure what the criticism is.
Well, it's not about transparency and truth. Maybe for both parties. I was going to say for the Democrats, but it may be for both parties. How does this become politically advantageous to whomever is a party to it? The more that the Democrats can slow drip this stuff out, and so it's always there's always, you know, air quotes, new information that just it's exactly the same thing that happened with the Russia collusion hoax, which is they made an allegation and then every story that had anything to do with Russia, if you could put Russia and Trump anywhere juxtaposed in the same even sequence of stories, it just kept up the idea that Donald Trump was somehow or another nefariously involved with Russia and trying to subvert the United States and Americans who voted to send him there to do what was best for Russia, because Russia was going to do what was best for Donald Trump individually. So you created an allegation, you manifest an accusation, and then you just kind of feed it little by little. And then the people who wake up wanting to hate Donald Trump, they get a hit every day that can last them for a while, because they've already predetermined Donald Trump's guilt in this instance.
It's true. I'm going to read a text here from our text line, 314-241-9797, if you want to text in the show. Or, of course, leave a comment on our YouTube page. We're live streaming always. But I've seen other comments on our YouTube, and this one kind of sums it all up. It says, why is the Trump administration fighting the release of all the Epstein files then? And I don't know that they currently are still fighting the release, but because it sounds like Mike Johnson's talking about releasing a lot. But why had they fought the release of all the Epstein files? If I had to answer that question, I would say, first of all, I'm not totally sure, and it is a good point. Why did they fight it? But I would say, based on what I know about Donald Trump, he fights everything. He just fights anything that he thinks is in opposition to him. And if I had to psychologically analyze it, I would say that's what he did here. And it may have been the absolute wrong move, because it didn't look good.
I cannot take people seriously when their only concern about the Epstein files is whether or not Donald Trump is affiliated with them. Like, if there was a way, and I don't think that there is a way for these folks to be told with 100% certainty that Donald Trump is fully innocent. But if there was a way to make that 100% completely clear, provably clear that Donald Trump is innocent. And I, you know, like up until this point, I think that's been the consistent thing here. Testimony, sworn testimony has vindicated him. Evidence has vindicated him. I mean, has he been in the same place as Jeffrey Epstein? He was. But like, are these people screaming about Bill and Hillary Clinton? No. They're just not. They just don't care about that because there's not an advantage to airing out that laundry. And if the evidence isn't there to make me question Donald Trump's goings on with Jeffrey Epstein, it really does just look like the butthurt people on the left who cannot get over their obsession with trying to bring Donald Trump down. They're really hurt. It's crazy, because if you were saying that it was like a political plan, you know, if we could just take Donald Trump down, then we could really get back to the business of governing. Like, I don't even know what they want to do.
Yeah, I don't either.
Let's just say, for the sake of conversation, Donald Trump was impeached and removed in a bipartisan effort for whatever. What would you do then? What's next for the Democrat Party? I don't know. They had 4 years of Joe Biden. They meandered in the Green New Deal land of fantasy and didn't really materialize anything that didn't exist just to sustain government. They come up with policies and plans to grow government for the sake of surviving government. They want to expand the needs of the American government because they really do kind of worship it. It's there is a religious affiliation with, like, if you step aside and you think about it, like, if you don't have God, you do have a God. What is that God? I usually say if you don't worship the true God, you do worship a God. You've just made yourself your own God. And then you just do whatever serves you until you die. And that's a really, really sad way to live. But for those people who look at government as like the all-powerful being that should be all-knowing, should be present everywhere, and there's this constant need to feed that and to grow it and to increase its power over the people who it's supposed to serve, it can't serve the people and lord over them at the same time. It just really can't. And all I see from the left, the activist left, is big words like oligarchy and, you know, just a visceral hatred for Donald Trump. That if that were to no longer exist for you to place those emotions, are you just now a happy person? Like, do you become satisfied? Will that satisfy your rage that you have that he simply exists? Does that become satisfactory that he's now out of the political picture? Are you cool with that? And now you're a happy, calm person? Or do you just rage about something else? Or do you rage about something that's not there anymore? I don't have the answer to that. I don't know what these people want. I don't know what would satisfy them. I don't know what they... Are they just communists? I mean, at the end of the day, is that really what we're coming down to? That at the end of the day, it's just like government is the be-all, end-all, and the answer to everything, which is just communism.
Yeah, it's just the answer to the question, who is your provider? Because if you're a Christian, you would say, well, God is. If you're religious at all, you'd say God is. I don't know that a non-religious person would say, well, government is my provider. But in action, that is what it is. You're saying, I want government to do more and more to provide for me.
Shelter me, feed me.
Protect me.
Care for me.
Yeah, everything that you can come
transport
up with.
Transport me.
The government is that thing because you're shaky. And everybody is. I'm not saying that this is just if you don't have God. Everybody is insecure. You need somebody, something to look to say, there's safety there. I'm going to go there. And when it's lacking in any other way, you turn to the government because they do have at least some limited power to provide those things for you. And you want it to grow.
I don't know. New York City is going to be a really interesting case study in, okay, you wanted this? You thought this was the best thing? Hold on tight. What's that going to look like from our perspective where we think it's like the stupidest thing you could do? And what is it going to look like from the perspective of those who thought that the savior has come to New York City? It'll be wild to watch. Ethan Sports and Local next. Don't go away.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Check it out. Sports and local.
And now, an uncomfortable display of Ethan's manhood.
That's an awful one.
You know what's funny? I uploaded some new ones. There was a group of them that had run just once that had not made the rotation. That was one of those.
I was going to say, I don't even remember that one, really.
I didn't either.
I think I probably intentionally forgot about it.
Some of those didn't make the rotation early on purpose because we were easing back into them. Maybe the next few days you're gonna hear some of those.
You wanna inform Annie about what it said?
Sports and local.
Sports and local, an uncomfortable display of Ethan's manhood.
Ew.
I know. It's uncomfortable.
No wonder you asked me to leave the room.
That is absolutely terrible.
Annie, you're gonna want to stay out for this one.
don't tell me twice.
Oh, well, guys, it is officially beginning. The talks, you know, we had talked going into the offseason for the Cardinals that, you know, there was a very good chance that there were going to be some guys traded, and those rumors are starting to float around a little bit. It has been reported that Brendan Donovan is one of the most sought-after hitters in baseball right now on the trade market. The Cardinals are also planning on trading guys like Nolan Arenado. They are looking into trading other guys like Sonny Gray as well. And there's a lot of demand right now for outfielders in baseball. So there's a lot of talk that Lars Nootbaar could be traded as well. So
who's untouchable?
For the Cardinals? I don't know if there is anyone on the major league roster right now that I would say is untouchable besides Mason Wynn. And that might be it. He might be the only one that I'm saying there is no offer out there that could convince me to trade away Mason Wynn.
Really?
And even then, I mean, you know, if we really want to get into the hypotheticals, there are offers out there. But realistically, Mason Wynn is the guy on the roster that I look at and I say it would make absolutely zero sense. Now there's other guys, you know, some prospects that I would have a very hard time trading. Specifically, J.J. Weatherholt and Liam Doyle are top two prospects in our system.
Is Liam Doyle that hothead from
from Tennessee?
Tennessee?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, he was the fifth overall pick in the 2024 Major League Draft.
That video clip of him have you seen this video
clip? No, I don't know anything about
this. Made the rounds when we drafted him, you said?
Mm-hmm.
he's like some guy calls timeout. I think he's, does he have two strikes on him? Do you know which clip I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think he's got two strikes on him. He's, this Doyle's the pitcher.
Okay.
And this batter calls timeout. And Doyle just like stares him down like mad Hungarian style, but it's 2025. So he just looks at him and he goes, "You're effed." But he doesn't say effed. Like as he's walking, he's just like, "Yeah, take your time out. Just prolong the inevitable here because I'm about to strike your butt out." And that's very censored. And then he strikes him out. So it's like, okay, we got some passion.
Liam Doyle, no doubt, wears his emotions on his sleeve.
Do you love that?
There is parts,
if he's on your team, you do.
There are parts about that that you really like, and there's parts about it, especially if you were playing against him, that you do not like.
I don't care about the people who are playing against him. I want to know, do we, if so, I'm sitting here thinking as a mom, do I want, is he, let me ask you this, would he be allowed to behave that way on a major league field at Busch Stadium?
Ooh, that's a very
can
good
he look,
question.
Can he, and also, to me, I'm thinking like these pro hitters. These all-star pro hitters are going to be like, "You're effed."
Naturally, there is going to be some maturing that will happen and eventually getting to the major league level. I imagine that some of that will probably be snuffed out, but simultaneously, you want guys to play with emotion. You want them to, you know, show that passion, that fire. So I think that there is a healthy medium where perhaps some of the stuff that was okay for college baseball that probably wouldn't fly in the majors.
It also only flies if you're as good at that level and
in
the show as you were in college. You know, you go into the minors or whatever, and it's the pitching caliber in the minors versus the majors and stuff. Like, you see these pitchers who go and they just do work in the minors, and then they come face the pro hitters.
That's why Bryce Harper got away with it. Because he was good enough to back it up.
Juan Soto, Juan Soto's one of the more recent ones that I can think of, too, that every single pitch that he would take, I mean, he's, you know, grabbing his crotch and like looking at the pitcher, and he's like, it's all head games, and he doesn't do that anymore. He did that as a rookie in 2019.
It was so obnoxious.
It was super obnoxious, and there was actually an encounter with Miles Michaelis back then in the postseason, which was
Patrick Riley comments on our YouTube live and says Doyle is very, quote, enthusiastic.
Yep. That's would you way put, to put it.
Would you put Chris Carpenter, Cardinals legend, in that category as a very emotionally driven pitcher?
I'd put Bob Gibson in that category.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm talking more recent, though.
But I, you know,
in the wearing it on your sleeve, though.
The amount that you have to 100% of the time back up looking at a hitter and going, "You're effed," is 100%. You don't ever get to make a mistake, and these guys are going to... It's the best of the pitchers versus the best of the hitters that the face of the planet has. He's not going to win, though. So, like, he can't come in with that. You can come in with the attitude, but it's got to look a little different. And then maybe he's a pitcher for the Cardinals for 3 years, and he's our ace, and then he can
Everybody
be Chris
loves
Carpenter.
Him.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Those guys were intimidating, though. This is a little bit different. They were not doing the same things as Liam Doyle has been doing. Those guys were feared because of how intimidating they were.
Liam Doyle is an interesting baseball name.
I like it.
You're excited for it?
I'm for Liam Doyle.
You're just
the Doyle
of him.
Man.
You're just terrified.
I'm not afraid of Liam
You're
Doyle unless we meet
in
an alley.
At Schnucks somewhere.
Oh, yeah. If we met in Schnucks, I'd be totally terrified.
In the clearance food aisle.
You'd be
like, is this a people food?
Every time I walk through the aisle at any grocery store, I'm looking around going, are there any future Cardinals pitchers in here? Because if so, I am not going to walk
so,
up to them.
Mason Wynn is safe. As safe as it gets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're not trading.
But anybody else?
There's a couple of guys that I think, I mean, I would be absolutely shocked if they traded. But in large part, as far as the who are the untouchables, that's a much smaller list, I think, because I think Chaim Bloom's going to be very creative. I mean, Alec Burleson just won a Silver Slugger a couple of days ago. And I would say that I wouldn't be surprised if he was traded. I mean, that's kind of where they're at right now.
Do you think that the Cardinals will sign anybody big?
I would be surprised if it happens this offseason, because I don't think that they are going to be ready to compete for the postseason this year.
Is that because you don't think the big players would want to come here?
No, I don't think that management is going to be ready to lay down the money that it's going to take to bring someone like that here.
Yay.
So the big off-season addition is Chaim Bloom. I mean, that's pretty much
what it is,
right?
Well, as far as free agency goes, but, you know, who knows what some of these guys could get you in return.
Just buy the players like the Dodgers.
Yeah. Just buy the Dodgers.
Just buy the Dodgers.
Move them here. Swap.
Now we're really getting somewhere. Now we are.
I did
really
offer
cooking.
Up the Rams money, settlement money, and the St. Louis Arch for Shohei Ohtani. Don't
yeah.
take me up on that.
I'm disappointed they didn't take your offer.
I thought it was a good one.
I did
too. Fair.
I think you put it all on the line.
We did.
St. Louis City officials are eyeing several large sites in the city, including the Armory, to house families displaced by the May 16th tornado. The Armory.
They want people going down slides.
The city is preparing to open mass shelters to accommodate the hundreds of families still displaced, with some shelters large enough to house up to 1,000 people.
Do we know where they're staying right now?
No idea.
No.
That's wild.
There are multiple sites being discussed. I just mentioned mm-hmm. the Armory. The AT&T Tower is another one that's been discussed. However, no final deals have been made yet. City officials have emphasized the urgency of finalizing plans as winter is approaching, aiming now to open up new shelters by December 1st.
They should open up the AT&T Tower for like the coolest game of hide and seek you've ever played with like prize money. He should do that. What's it like to be in a skyscraper? Isn't it entirely empty?
The AT&T Tower?
I think it's completely vacant.
I don't know. I'd
so
play
sad
roller hockey in
true.
There or something with you, though, if you want.
Oh, no. I'd beat you, though.
Not if you're playing from the girls' tees. In our roller hockey game.
Yeah, I know how you're really big in the crusade to keep girls out of guy sports. Go on.
Roller hockey's fine. I'm okay with that.
So the IM 837 members did vote on Boeing's latest contract offer today. It has been reported that the strike has come to an end. I haven't seen that anywhere personally, but I am hearing that the strike has come to an end. So I don't know what Sports and Local's going to consist of anymore, because there goes all my content.
Exactly.
No, if it does indeed end, that would be great for obviously all involved and for St. Louis as well.
All right. Well, thank you, Sports and Local. I will not repeat the name of this one today. I had to leave the room for it.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to do Annie, Are You Okay? On a Thursday afternoon. Trisha's coming in, so we will see her here shortly. The YouTube live chat poll, do you believe President Trump understands the affordability issues Americans are facing? Yes, no, or there's no affordability issue. You go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can vote. You can even leave a comment and tell us why you voted the way you did. We'll highlight some of those. You can text us your thoughts on it as well. 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
Made for the water. Ran her for years till the transom got rotten. The peace of my childhood will never be forgotten.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
St. Louis Conservative.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Annie, you okay? You okay, Annie?
Oh, Trisha in the house with us.
Heyo.
Heyo, Trisha. Hey,
you
hi,
don't
Annie
look a
Drew
day older.
Thanks.
Than Tuesday.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a good birthday.
Happy birthday yesterday.
Thank you. I woke up a little bit older, but with a lot of gratitude. Mm. I'm super thankful and feel really good. So,
what did Ryan give you for your birthday?
I don't know.
Sushi tomorrow.
Yeah, on Friday when plan. I work from home.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, man.
Monday.
Genius.
That's a classic.
All right.
Yeah,
sushi Monday. I'll hold you to that.
Where's the sushi come from?
Either Schnucks or Sushi Eye, which are both close to here.
Okay.
So better than
up,
a gas station.
It's up to Trisha. Well, you can, if you want a gas station sushi,
nah,
I'll buy
good.
It. But.
Made tomorrow.
Did you do anything special for your birthday?
No, we were going to do the Polar Express. I was a little bit afraid to put Lil Butt on there. I thought he might have a meltdown and we couldn't get out. So we're going to wait and do that next year. We just went out to dinner and hung out. It was a nice evening. Calm.
How old is he?
16 months this week.
Do you have reason to believe that he would freak out on the Polar Express? Or, like, for him in particular, it's just like...
He's very much at that age where he will sit still in, like, a restaurant or any situation for about 4 minutes, and that's it. And then...
And that's a consistent
yes
thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you know your kid.
Yeah.
We went last night.
How was it?
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Six.
Oh, we went right after you then.
Oh, I went earlier to avoid you.
We went after you to try to see you because
they were just chasing you around.
I was probably on the Ferris wheel while you were
pulling
out of the station.
That little like carnival park that's become.
If you are thinking about going to the Polar Express and you can swing it, you need to go. It is a inject it into my veins holiday kickoff experience. So if you know your kid is going to be like a hostage on a train. Maybe don't.
That was our fear. We're going to do it next year. I've heard great things.
You'll love it. You should still go down and do the other things. You don't have to do the train.
The swings there are awesome.
They're kind of...
They're a little bit...
Bossy.
Yeah. They're a new version of swings that I've never ridden where they kind of go... They have kind of a swoon to
it's
them.
It's not just in circles.
No.
They go up and they go down.
It's pretty cool, actually.
That sounds cool.
All right. Annie, are you okay?
All right. Speaking of cool, Bigfoot researchers say Sasquatch possibly seen near Penn State.
No.
According to the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, there's
what?
Been...
What? Is that acronym?
BFRO.
BARFO.
BFRO.
BARFO.
BARFO. There's been a recent sighting near Penn State's main campus in Pennsylvania. BARFO is calling it a Class B sighting.
Class B?
Multiple.
Is that like the highest class?
I think A would
Club
be.
BARFO?
I don't know. A would be the highest.
Class A, and there's double A, and there's triple A, and they're all higher. B is not that great.
Beers, bras, or batteries?
I'm talking about Bigfoot. I'm not talking about Bigfoot bra. What would you do if you did see that, though? I think that was a Bigfoot.
Big bra.
And that thing was wearing lingerie.
Massive bra.
Yeah. What kind of sighting was it? It was probably a D.
Triple D, according to BARFO.
Barfo has a rating for the size of Bigfoot chests only. It's a very narrow niche group.
Yeah, I think we need to get a closer look. Oh, it's definitely a triple.
Do you have any pictures?
Trisha.
Well, multiple witnesses, no pictures, claim to have seen the tall, dark figure crossing the road.
Wait, what?
Yes, it was a tall, dark figure. It crossed the road. Here's a quote.
Multiple figures saw it.
No, multiple witnesses saw the figure.
What did he do when he got to the other side?
Just like went into the woods.
Oh.
Okay, it crossed in front of the car, but I could still see some portions of the head above the car in front, the witness writes. It was a Subaru. I thought for sure there was going to be an impact, but it continued past the car towards the guardrail and whoop, right on over.
I like how we're doing this conversation. There's a heavy discussion in the YouTube chat about whether Trump is guilty in the Epstein files, but go on.
My question to you, Annie, is are you okay with Subarus?
I don't. You drive whatever you want. You fly that flag high.
That's a great question.
Thank you so much.
This is a real honest question. Is there like a thing about Subarus? Like, something that is like, I know what a Tesla offers.
It's
something
a Jeep
different.
Thing.
Is Jeeps have a thing?
I don't know that there's a Subaru thing.
I know there's a stereotype.
I think there's a little bit of like a crunchy granola.
Yes.
Like I mountain
That's
bike.
That's what I was thinking.
Really?
Was granola. Mm-hmm.
But is it, I'm not talking about the stereotype that goes along with the driver of the car. Is there anything special about a Subaru?
Love.
Okay.
It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
It's true. Oh
my gosh. Cha-ching. Send Ethan this check.
Please.
Ethan's like, I love Subaru. Subaru, Subaru, Subaru.
Say it three times. It'll appear in the mirror.
Okay, so Timothy comments on the YouTube chat, Subaru is considered one of the safest cars on the road. I would think that is a selling point. That's what I was asking.
Thanks, Timothy.
Oh, thank you. Now we know. What's the safety rating on that car in that Bigfoot story? We need to know.
I don't have a problem with Subarus or their drivers.
Cool. AI-generated country song hits number one on Billboard chart.
Oh, boy.
For the first time in music history, an AI-generated song has reached number one on a Billboard chart. Ethan, will you play that, please?
This is it.
Been beat down, but I don't stay low.
This is not a real person.
Got mud on my jeans.
This track is titled Walk My Walk by a virtual artist known as Breaking Rust, and it is on top of Billboard's country digital song sales this week. The song first appeared on Instagram in mid-October, accompanied by AI-generated videos of lone cowboys and open highways.
But I ain't never been one to live in the past. I keep moving forward, never looking back.
Annie, are you okay with this song?
I can very openly and honestly say if I just heard it, I could judge it on the merits of it being a song. But the second I hear that this is not a real person, I'm disinterested completely.
Mm-hmm.
What if this was on the radio and you didn't know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I just came across it and it was mm-hmm. playing and I didn't know it was an AI voice, I might like it.
Oh, that's pretty catchy to me.
I'm just wondering if this is the future. Are we going to hear stuff on the radio and not know that it's...
100%.
How do you? But how
it's happening.
Do you?
It's the present
right now.
How do you?
It's happening right now.
How do you experience this music? How do you go to a concert from a fake artist?
It'd be like going to a Fatboy Slim concert. He just goes up there and presses buttons. I mean, that's really what.
I don't have any context, but
I don't either. But poor Fatboy Slim.
Yeah. I like Fatboy Slim. I'm just saying, his concerts were.
Yeah, you can really tell.
A little underwhelming.
Have you been to a Fatboy Slim concert?
I've watched them. I've watched a video and I was like, not going to that. He was all electronic. He just button.
Is he fat or is he slim?
He's slim. But
he's a girl.
What?
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God.
Confusing. I just don't know how you. It's not a performance, it's just a song.
I don't know. There's nothing in it that attracts you to art because it's all. Fate.
And it's like an algorithm of stereotypes of country people and guys who sing like this.
What's amazing is this is the way I felt about country already.
Oh, well, you're rude. That's how I feel about you.
Dang it.
And now it's time to play.
Oh!
There we go.
Man spends $560,000 on hyaluronic acid injections to develop fake 8-pack abs.
Ryan.
A Chinese influencer.
Show the people.
All right. Let's
see the, show let's the see people.
Oh, I'm sitting over here. Stop it, guys.
I'm not really going to do it.
A Chinese influencer.
Where do you put your 8-pack?
I don't have an 8-pack. That's the fallacy. Got a 6-pack. And it is hardcore. You ever seen one of those St. Louis City soccer players' bellies? That's what mine looks like.
Nobody has ever referred to them as bellies until now.
Look at their tummies.
Look at those boys' tummies who are playing
their
the game.
Their tum-tums. Don't ever say that again.
Sloshing around.
On air or off. A Chinese influencer revealed that 20% of his body now contains hyaluronic acid with injections to his shoulders, collarbones, chest, and abdomen.
But does he look good?
Despite, well, he looks all right. He's got an 8-pack. Despite Sweet. Warnings from experts about potential long-term consequences, he plans to
continue. Who cares about those? He plans to continue.
Got a goal of 10,000 injections. That seems extreme. While some view him as an inspiration for his unconventional approach to fitness,
what would he possibly inspire you to do?
What?
What could he? She said people look at him like he's an inspiration.
Oh, he's an inspiration toward people who want to become superheroes by injecting themselves with acid. Because I think that's where this goes.
Hyaluronic acid.
You know, normally there's an origin story and it takes place quickly. His is just very slow.
He's going to be
eventually,
an Avenger?
He'll be radioactive and be able to shoot stuff out of his hands and have a 6-pack.
Or out of his 8-pack.
Yeah. Bah!
Other people are questioning the sustainability.
It's like Rainbow Bright
and the health implications.
Care Bears. It's out of their bellies.
Go on. Sorry, Trisha.
Are you okay with 8-packs?
Sure. I have no problem with a dad bod. Live a little.
What about a hot bod, though? You good with that?
A hot bod?
Yeah.
You approval?
I'm not unapproving of it. I just...
Like a little hot bod.
This is a good X's and Y's question. Since we've got two girls in here and two boys, I'm going to interject an X's and Y's segment inside this Annie, Are You Okay segment. But when it comes to being attracted to, it's hard, we're all married, but Trisha, if you see a man who is like our age, mm-hmm. and I'm a little older than you, but if you saw a man who is our age and they are like just totally jacked beyond jacked, I'm wondering what they're not doing while they're spending their time.
Yeah,
in the
I mean,
gym.
Are we talking just like good shape jacked? Or are we talking
not,
like.
No, I'm not talking fit. I'm talking like
bodybuilding.
8-pack.
Yeah.
Like missing their daughter's recital hot.
Mm. Yeah. No, too far.
It's not unattractive. I'm just thinking like that was a choice that you made. Mm-hmm. And it's a very visible choice that one makes. I don't know that it goes the other way for men who are looking at. I mean, women definitely, there's definitely, and there should be 100% an effort for women to lift and to strength build as opposed mm-hmm. to just cardio all the time.
Yep.
I feel like men who want to build their bodies, this is an objective comment. I think society probably judges men who are doing bodybuilding more as an effort and vanity than they would women at the same age.
Yeah, but I think that there's a point in women's bodybuilding where it becomes so obvious that all of the effort has been put there that I think the same thing almost happens where you get judged for it.
How do you, Ryan, this is a serious question. I know there's no possible way on the face of this green earth that you're going to answer it seriously. But if you see a man who is your age, mid-50s, and they are
that's
jacked.
That's a joke in there.
Almost 60.
And they're jacked mm-hmm. beyond jacked. And you're like in proximity of them. Like maybe you guys are our kids on the same soccer team or something. Like you're just like living side by side lives. But he's crazy jacked. Does it intimidate you all? Does it affect you at all?
No, because you just walk around. So
here we go.
They pose a little bit. And you can tell that they're sitting a certain way. You know, you can see kind of their muscles if they sit like this. You just do the same thing. You just sit that same
just
way.
Just mirror them.
Whatever they're doing, you do it too.
And
you
then
show
what
the world. Well, there's a gap.
Well,
there's a gap.
I was.
Well, I was. There's a gap between...
They're posing on the ladder.
People would make fun of me when I was in college because I would only date just the most unbelievable hot women.
You said without a straight face.
Yeah, and that's the end of that story.
Ethan, you're younger, so I would imagine that, you have peers who are able to spend a lot of their free time in the gym mm-hmm. and just work out or whatever. And you're fit. So how do you feel like at your age in your mid-20s? I mean, I would assume they're still like trying to get the girl, maybe. So the effort is a little bit different. And the purpose, the intent is a little bit different at, in their 20s as in Ryan's 50s.
Yeah, I would say so.
Well,
I mean,
I was.
The funniest commercial we have. I'm sorry, Trisha. We support our supporters. Does it matter to you? Do you look at other guys who are spending a lot of time in the gym? Does it affect you at all?
No, I think that I think it's good to have a desire to take care of yourself,
mm-hmm.
to want to look good. But I guess what you're doing it for, sometimes you can get a little bit of an idea based on how much someone is doing it. And sometimes then I think it becomes a, okay, is there an insecurity here going
yeah.
on? Or is this...
Or
is
if
this,
like yeah. all of their conversations are surrounded by CrossFit. You ever done CrossFit, Ryan?
No, we don't. In fact, the rule is if you're in it, it's like Fight Club. You don't talk about it.
So naturally, you don't do it at all.
Naturally, I don't talk about it or do it.
That would explain your 8-pack.
Yeah.
The YouTube live chat poll results when we come back. Do you believe President Trump understands the affordability issues Americans are facing? We'll be right back. Talk my truth, I live my way. Ain't nobody gonna... Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Wrapping up here with the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll, which I just threw my paper away. The question asks, do you believe President Trump understands the affordability issues Americans are facing? Yes, no, or there's no affordability issue. Ryan?
100% that I believe that he does. I get the criticism that people say, well, yeah, but he's been rich his whole life, so maybe he's a little bit detached. Maybe he's never struggled that same way. I still think that he gets it and that he's working toward a better life for Americans in that way. Affordability.
What about you, Ethan?
I would say yes. I mean, everything that he has done, it feels like, or just about everything he has done, has been to benefit mm-hmm. the people, to try and put more money back in their pockets. So, you know, may have never had to struggle through it personally, but I think that, you know, his policy in large part has really backed that.
Well, I think what Donald Trump understands is that America is great because of its people, not because of its government, the size of its government. Empower the people and America will thrive, and people like Donald Trump can thrive when America thrives. So I would say absolutely yes. Results, Ethan, you got them for us?
228 votes. Do you believe President Trump understands the affordability issues Americans are facing? 68% say yes, 29% say no, 2% say there's no affordability issue.
Oh, the lucky 2%. It's twice as big as it used to be before. Mark Reardon coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.